This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Guys, it's here. Happy Halloween. It is the Brett Mega Show. Hopefully you get tons of candy from your kids and then you just take it all and eat it all because mm-hmm. that's how it works, right? You just get so much candy, have so much fun on Halloween. Happy Halloween from the Brett Mega Show. That's good news that we're all celebrating that. And also we have a good news story to kick off the show. AB, what's coming up?
I have a message for Taylor Swift, and I feel like it is my duty as a human being to say this, and I will explain what the heck I'm talking about next.
I'm sure Taylor's listening.
Yeah.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
A 95-year-old named Frank is in the news because he started a Taylor Swift fan club at his retirement home in Nebraska.
What a guy.
I know. He bought his occupational therapist an I Love Taylor pin last summer, and then his friends all wanted one, and it just grew from there. And he said his ultimate goal is to get Taylor to come to the retirement home in person.
Oh, she is someone who would do something like that, right? Like, she does things like that all the time for hospitals. She writes handwritten thank you letters. So we got to rally the people. I love when, like, I don't know what it is, like, people who are in retirement homes have such passions for something. Like, why would they not? Like, they could be a Swiftie, but it's just so cute that he's a dude of all things, and he's like the biggest Swiftie ever.
That's sweet.
Taylor Swift's biggest fan is a 95-year-old guy at a retirement
home.
Frank,
we love you, Frank.
Yeah.
The polls are open.
Poll today on the Brett Mega Show. Since today is Halloween, happy Halloween. Where's the ranking for Halloween? Where do you rank it on the holiday ranking list?
I would say Christmas is number one. Thanksgiving barely gets number two because Halloween is a close three.
Over 4th of July? I thought you loved 4th of July.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about 4th of July.
You got St. Patrick's Day, 4th of July, Memorial Day. You always said you were a big Flag Day girl. Can't believe you didn't throw a Flag Day.
Love me a good Flag Day.
Valentine's Day, you love love? Now she's like rethinking all of them.
Shoot! Okay.
What about your birthday? Does that count too?
Oh my gosh. Not a holiday.
Kevin, it definitely is a holiday. Christmas 1, 4th of July 2, Thanksgiving 3, Halloween 4.
Fourth. Wow. Kevin.
I'd go Halloween's 3. Two is Thanksgiving, one is Christmas.
Oh, the three big ones right
now. Boom, boom, boom. They go in a row. 4th of July is number four.
I think Halloween is way at the bottom of all of them because you don't even get the day off work.
That's true. Wow.
Like, it's not even a true holiday.
Yeah,
for
a true
Christmas, most people get, you know, a couple days off, a week
and
off.
And that's a religious holiday. Even if you're not that religious, like, you get the day off.
Yes, everybody's taking it off.
President's Day outranks Halloween.
Yes, in my eyes it does. Yeah. That's crazy.
AB's bigger President's Day fan than Halloween because she gets the day off. She ranks them by days off of work.
So I do.
Christmas, you get 2 days off of work.
So that's number one, yeah.
What about New Year's? No one even threw out New Year's. Is
anyone? New Year's is awful.
I hate New Year's, too. New Year's is the worst. So Halloween, I used to have ranked really low. I hated dressing up, especially as an adult. I always felt so silly. Now that I have kids, we get to go trick-or-treating with them. My neighborhood's like a whole vibe. There's people handing out beers to the parents as they go trick-or-treating. They got guys with candy chutes going down. The kids are dressed up. I have it number two. Everyone's got Christmas number one.
Yep.
There's just something, like, a joy and happiness that Christmas brings. But Halloween over 4th of July, I just love it now.
Over, like, Thanksgiving.
So Thanksgiving's weird for me because my family used to always go to Florida, right, Sanibel Island. So it never really felt like a Thanksgiving. It felt like a kickoff of a vacation, which would be really high for me, but it was never like a traditional Thanksgiving. And ever since that hurricane hit, we haven't been able to go back to Sanibel, which is where we've gone every single year. So Thanksgiving's an interesting one because it's like, Well, does my whole vacation count for Thanksgiving? Because then it's really high.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, people, let's find out what's trending. I'll read a headline, and Hannah either tells me keep it moving or tell me more. We know you're busy just trying to get the kids ready for Halloween, especially if they got to put on their costumes today for school or something like that.
Yeah.
You're like, even it's even harder to get out of the house.
In the trenches.
Yep. So we'll put 2 minutes on the clock, and I'll read some headlines, and Hannah tells me either keep it moving or tell me more. People are handing this out for Halloween instead of candy, and kids are just loving it.
Money.
No, that sounds nice. Trick or Tater is back, and apparently it was such a big hit, where kids surprisingly get super excited when they walk up to a house and they hand them a potato instead of candy. Kids love it. They think it's hilarious. They think it's so funny that they put it in their bag. Potatoes USA started this, and they said, look, it was such a big hit. They're asking people to do it again. A lot of parents like it because of food allergies are so prominent, and kids think it's hilarious, and then there's a lot of like cool things that you can make with the potato when you get home if you want to cook it and eat it.
I'd probably cry.
Oh, monkey got loose inside a Spirit Halloween store.
I heard about this. I want other people to hear about it, though.
I mean, really, that's the story. A pet monkey got loose in a Spirit Halloween store. And
in
it was
Texas,
like,
right?
Yeah, and it was like swinging from the rafters for like 30 minutes.
Wow.
It's actually sad if you think about it, because it was probably seeing the mask and stuff and getting all spooked out.
Oh, they eventually had to coax him down with a cookie of all things. Like, come on, monkey. Here's a cookie, bro. Nearly half of couples who are now signing this in case of a breakup. It's the thing we never knew we needed. But
signing?
Yes.
What is it?
You needed it. A pet prenup. Mm. I guess it's so bad.
Oh, my God. So I should have skipped this story. I know,
yeah.
What the hell?
But you're not alone. They said it's one of the messiest parts of a breakup that no one really wants to talk about until they get there, that they're actually going to real-life lawyers getting a pet prenup signed. 60% of those people... they said 60% of couples actually get into a huge argument about who gets to keep the pet and what happens with the pet. And they're actually gone to like this new like MetLife pet insurance where you get things signed and documented before the breakup because it is so messy.
I couldn't recommend a prenup more.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Kaylin, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Kaylin, are you ready to take on Hannah?
I am.
All right. Hannah, are you ready to take on Kaylin?
I am.
All right. That was kind of a scary answer for Halloween this time.
I was going to say, happy Halloween.
All right, Kaylin, 5 pop culture questions. Let's do this, and hopefully you get more candy than Hannah, okay?
Oh, okay.
All right. Hannah, leave the room. I'm going to ask you guys the same 5 pop culture questions, so there's no advantage. Hannah leaves the room. She can't hear the questions or the answers.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Let's do this, Galen. Chris Evans and his wife welcome their first baby together. What superhero does Chris Evans play?
Captain America.
Little baby Captain America. Adam Brody's wife was a guest star in Nobody Wants This Season 2. Who is he married to?
Leighton Meester?
Yep. Wow. Yep, there you go.
Nice job.
Andy Cohen was a recent guest on Call Her Daddy. What reality TV show did Andy Cohen start?
Ooh.
Call him the King of Bravo. What reality TV show did he start?
The Real Housewives?
He did. Yes, three nice for job. Three. Way to get through that, Kaylin. There we go. Let's go to a scary movie. Who is the FBI agent that interviews Hannibal Lecter?
Oh, man.
He says her name in a real creepy way.
Maybe you need to phone a friend.
You're three for three,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, can I phone a
friend? Wow, yeah, you can, I guess. Go phone a friend. Who do you want, Kevin or AB? One knows it.
Kevin seemed pretty confident.
Yeah.
Good choice.
I think I know her name, Caitlin. It's Clarice Starling.
Yes, look at Kevin, first and last name. I just want to take in Clarice because the way he says it. Hello, Clarice. All right, you're four for four.
Thank
Here
you,
we
Kevin.
Go.
You're welcome.
And then which streaming film became Netflix's most watched original animated film of all time in 2025 and is also one of the most popular Halloween costumes this year?
K-pop Demon Hunter?
Five for five with nice Kevin's job. Help. Wow. Hannah needs to be perfect to get this win on Halloween. Let's see how she does next.
Hannah's homeschool. Hannah's homeschool.
All right. Hannah's walked back into the room. Kaylin's done five pop culture questions for Hannah's homeschool, and she did really, really well. We're going to ask Hannah the same questions and see who gets more right, and you got to get how many right, Kaylin?
I got five.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
She went five for five. I will say this. She used Kevin on one of the questions. She was already like 100%, and then Kevin's like, I'll answer it for you.
Oh, wow.
Just so you know, that's how Kevin's played against you.
Cool.
Making it so you have to be perfect.
Perfect.
But good thing you are perfect. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We got this. Here we go. Chris Evans and his wife welcome their first baby together. What superhero does Chris Evans play?
Yeah, right out the gate. Chris and Kevin, help me.
Kevin, help me. No. And that is not in the question she used Kevin on, just so you know.
Chris Evans is Aquaman.
No.
But it does start with an A. It's Captain America.
Captain America. Just one of the most popular ones of all time. Is in 12 Marvel movies.
Right, yeah. And he also played the Human Torch.
So you're 0 for 1. Let's see if you get any of them right. Adam Brody's wife was a guest star in Nobody Wants This Season 2. Who is he married to? Kaylin didn't need any help with this one either, just so you know.
I know who he's with in the show.
No.
Neither. You don't know who he's married to in real life?
Adam Brody? Yeah.
No.
Did you ever watch Gossip Girl?
Yes.
Do you know who stars in Gossip Girl?
Blair Waldorf?
Who's her character? Leighton Meester.
Okay.
So you're 0 for 2. Andy Cohen was a guest star on Call Her Daddy. What reality TV show did Andy Cohen start?
Watch What Happens Live.
Nope. No. They're 0 for 3.
What? Yeah.
The Real Housewives. That's a talk show, not a reality TV show.
Oh my gosh. This is like... Put it in the books, worst homeschool ever.
Who is the FBI agent that interviews Hannibal Lecter?
What the hell?
She went 5 for 5. You have got to get one. Any guesses on her name?
Becky?
Becky, nope.
No, Clarice Starling.
She did ask for help on that one. Clarice. Yes.
What?
And then what streaming film became Netflix's most watched original animated film of all time?
Guys, I might go 0 for 5, seriously. Anime? I can't even think of one. I'm pulling AB. I can't think of it.
Think of one animated film that was big in 2025.
K-pop Demon Hunters.
Yes, you got one. Look at you. You're so trendy. Kaylin, domination. You went 5 for 5 where Hannah got one.
This is bad.
Do you want to take over Hannah's homeschool or what, Kaylin?
I don't know about that, but I think Hannah did a very good job.
You're the nicest person on the planet.
Oh my gosh, this is Hannah, and I got whipped at Hannah's homeschool by Caitlin.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
Let's see if you can figure out the Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. 2 out of 5 women say this is their biggest pet peeve on a date.
I'm going to say if it's like a serious date and a guy is watching sports on his phone, I'd be mad. If it was like a serious date.
If it's a non-serious date in the middle of a date, they could watch sports on their phone?
It depends what it is. Like if we're just like at home eating dinner, that's fine. But if we're out at a birthday dinner or something, not fine.
All right.
Man, I'm trying to think of so many things that it could be,
yep,
just on me personally. Like, you know, the collar looks bad on your shirt. You show up late.
Kevin, one answer.
I'm going to say it's you're too busy on your phone.
Mm. All right. Oof. Similar answer to Hannah, but a little different. You know, not paying attention.
I am going to say talking with food in your mouth.
Okay, maybe it's the closest. It is food related, but it's not talking with food in your mouth. 2 out of 5 women say this is their biggest pet peeve on a date. I didn't even think people did this anymore with food, but they apparently still do. That's your hint. 855-444-6342 is the text line if you want to text in your guesses. Answers coming your way next.
Mega Minds.
All right. Did anyone figure out the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show? I think it was a tricky one. 2 out of 5 women say this is their biggest pet peeve on a date. AB did have a food guess, and I said it is food related, but I didn't think people did this anymore.
Okay, I picked the top 3 like best food guesses. Samantha says someone who chews really loudly on their food.
Good guess. That's not annoying. Correct. No.
Teacher Suzanne says someone who takes your food. Like, they're like, oh, let me try that.
Just eat it off the plate. Good guess again. And then, that's more common. I think this people would do that because they're like, oh, it looks delicious. No.
Okay, this one might be it then. Lisa texted in and said someone who takes a picture of his food.
No, also annoying.
My friend texted me, and I think she might be right. London said using a toothpick.
No, good guess too.
Is it order for
order.
You?
Order.
Is it that?
2 out of 5 of someone, it's huge pet peeve when a guy's like, she'll take the steak, too. Like, I didn't even think guys...
People better
crazy.
Not be doing
that. Yeah, that's crazy that people would still order. Like, maybe, I guess, like, is like if you know the restaurant, like, I come here often, I know you gotta try
this.
No
excuse.
But it seems crazy that people would still do that.
We went to one of the most haunted places in the country, the Lent Mansion.
Yeah, it was scary, to say the least.
Yes.
We went through an actual ghost tour, so we asked the people at the Lent Mansion to have one of their tour guides take us through one of the most haunted places, and then they gave us all the tools that you would do to find, like, ghost finders. There's those, like, weird, like, little things that move if there's a ghost in the room.
Guide you to the spirits.
Yeah, it guides you to the spirits. It's like you hold these like 2 silver, like, I don't know, like metal poles, and then it'll talk to the spirits. Kevin was holding them and they would move.
Yeah,
he would say,
it was
like,
pretty
yes
impressive.
Or
yes.
No, which was super freaky. And then we had like a ghost detector or like a...
just like a heat sensor.
Yeah, it was like paranormal activity sensor, and it would go off. I'll tell you this, one of the freakiest things is Hannah was talking about, oh, I went to the Lent Mansion. I had lunch here before because you can eat there. It's a restaurant. And all of a sudden, the sensor started going off.
I said, do you remember me? I sat right here and everything started going off.
Red. And the thing started moving on her.
Yes.
And if you don't believe us, you can actually see those ghost centers, thing, munjingies, whatever those tools are. Whatever they are. Because I'm not into this stuff. I wasn't until we went there. I was like, this stuff isn't real. And then all this stuff starts going off. And I was freaking out. You could see it in the video. We just posted on our Instagram. You could watch the tour go down. The Brett Mega Show on Instagram.
Every single one of us got spooked in that
video.
Yeah. Like, it's so funny to see all of our different reactions. We kind of react differently when we all, like, got actually scared.
I mean, I wasn't scared or anything, but yeah.
Right.
But there were these freaky stories that the tour guide would tell us. Like, they told us about one of the Lemps, Charles, when he got killed and how he ended up dying.
Wasn't quite so fun in May of 1949. Because this was the room that Charles was using for his bedroom. So this is where his body was found.
Oh, cool.
It said that he first shot his dog.
Shot his dog?
Yes.
Hannah, like, freaked out.
Yeah, I thought that was really messed up.
Okay, so
I'm still pissed about that.
Okay, that was crazy. But what was even crazier is that dog story comes full circle and is haunting the house, because this is what ends up happening on the tour. He tells us about this story.
Dick Jr. was staying here while he was renovating. He was in this room with his dog Shadow. One night, about 11 o'clock, He heard like that on the door. And he thought, oh, somebody's in here. What's that? Decided that he had to go up and see. He was coming upstairs, and he got to this step right here. And Shadow laid down and would not go. She was whimpering and crying, and he couldn't get her to go. And it was like, come on, come on, because he was not the bravest guy in the world. But she wouldn't move, so he stepped over her and continued on up. 2 days later, Shadow ran away.
Really?
Yeah, she just was like, I'm done. So she left. Well, in the 80s, when the Time magazine had named this one of the most haunted places in America.
Yeah.
After that, they had a lot of psychics and mediums come through. He had one come through one day doing the tour. She got to that step and said, oh, something happened here. And immediately he thought of Shadow, but he didn't say anything. And he was like, what happened? And she said, well, it's a small dog. I don't know. Something traumatic happened.
Really?
And he thought, oh, well, that was, you know, what he experienced with Shadow. Well, several years later, a young lady by the name of Bittner, who was granddaughter to the servants that took care of Charles, she was coming through on the same tour, and she stopped at that same step. She said, that's so sad. He was like, what do you mean, that's so sad? She said, well, that's where Serva died. Serva was Charles's dog.
Wow.
She managed to get to that step, apparently, but that's where they found the dog. So,
oh, my God.
It was like, okay.
Freaky stories like that. Were Charles's dog? Charles killed himself at the Lem Mansion, but shot his dog first. Where they found the dog, other dogs can sense it on the steps, so much so they ran away.
Yeah.
Oh. And you can feel the eeriness as you walk up the steps. But this is the part that got me. AB had to get B-roll of this video that you can see. AB, what happened to you?
They sent me upstairs by myself. And he kept talking about, you know, people will sense like something rustling by their feet. And I didn't really feel anything as we were just walking through it. But then I'm upstairs filming stuff by myself and it sounded like something was right by my feet. So I looked down. Nothing was there.
I think it was the dog. The dog was wrestling with AB. Mm-hmm. And if you know anything about AB, she's not a dog person.
Right. And dogs always go up to the people that don't like them.
Yes. Right. So I think this thing went full circle.
You don't believe me?
Yes. They're like, yeah, we don't believe that this was the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, AB experienced the dog.
Yeah.
Of all people.
I think, like, also what made it scarier is our friends at the Lent Mansion opened it privately for us. So it was just the spirits and us.
Yeah.
Very eerie.
They knew, like, we were coming in undisclosed hours and they were ready for us.
If you want to see it all go down, see the video. It's on our Instagram, The Brett Mega Show on IG.
AB is not a big drinker. Actually, has limited her drinking to very little at this point.
Yeah.
Well, at least we thought, because she recently confessed that she's been drinking every single day after work. So what is going on and what has gotten you to this point?
Yeah. So a couple weeks ago, my mom hosted a bridal shower at her house and there was a mimosa bar. And after the bridal shower was over, there was so much leftover orange juice that she gave me like 2 gallons of it to bring back to my apartment. And every single day after work, I've been making my breakfast and drinking this orange juice. And I noticed it tasted a little bit off, but I knew one of the jugs was flavored like peach or something weird. So I was like, it's probably just a weird flavor. I've been drinking it every single day for 2 weeks. I realized yesterday there is champagne in it, why it tastes so off.
You've been drinking mimosas every day?
I have been drinking a mimosa every single day.
Every day after work. It's like a big party. She makes
and then let me guess, you take a really good nap after, right?
Yeah.
Have you gotten a buzz from it? No,
no
way.
I haven't felt any different because I'm not like chugging it.
Maybe.
But I just like it hit me and I was like, I know this taste.
AB's been so chill lately.
But she's been on, you know, when we've been on air, she's been, you know,
I think she's been over here making a breakfast and having a little bit of that's why AB's been like the funniest person on the show lately.
She has no fear.
Yeah.
She's wasted. How do you not know that I did a blind taste test. I would know if there was champagne in mimosa. You really did not know?
I think it's because maybe the champagne sunk to the bottom of it, but the first half tasted fairly normal. And then I started noticing it tasting a little bit more weird and off. So by the time I was at the bottom, it was just champagne.
After my fourth mimosa, yes. I had a good buzz and I thought, hey, something's off with this thing.
You know, I think this really makes sense because AB is one of those people that, like, you know, is used to just like eating and drinking expired stuff.
She just will eat or
drink
anything.
So she probably didn't question it tasting off. She probably was like, oh, you know, this is from a week ago.
Yeah, and
whatever.
I've been drinking it like straight out of the jug.
I just, first off, now she's drinking straight out of the jug. Uh-huh. Secondly, this is not my words. This is AB's words. She said she's like a trash can.
Yeah.
So she just chugs and eats everything. Mm-hmm. Like,
if something's in my fridge, it's getting eaten.
It's getting eaten.
Champagne at 10 a.m.
Uh-huh. There you go. Just slamming the booze. So AB, who's you're probably maybe drink like it's very rare.
Yeah.
Is now drinking every day.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Crazy.
It happens fast.
Lost control.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood, a hashtag baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So Billie Eilish was awarded this week at the Wall Street Journal Innovator Awards for her huge impact on the music industry. But when she went up to accept her award, she didn't really talk too much about her writing process or really even music at all. She talked about money and how everyone in that room sure has a lot of it. And then she questioned what they do with it when people in our country are obviously facing like such hardships right now.
Love you all, but there's a few people in here that have a lot more money than me. And if you're a billionaire, why are you a billionaire? No hate, but yeah, give your money away, shorties.
Shorty, and she low-key had it out for Mark Zuckerberg. Like, she, like, gave it right to him.
Yeah, when she refers to there's a lot of people that have more money in the room, she's talking about Mark Zuckerberg. He was sitting in the room. Yeah. So she literally is basically saying that directly to Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, I mean, but she puts her money where her mouth is, though, because then after that, it was announced that she is going to be donating $11.5 million towards charities. So she has money and she's putting it towards the people that she was talking about and like the hardships that we're facing in our country. She just made quite the bold announcement that she wants everybody in that room to do it because she knows that they can.
I love Billie Eilish because she is able to speak her mind, and I love that she actually does put money where her mouth is. I am torn. Like, I want people to make as much money as they want. Like, if you create something that I can't create, I want you to be able to make money. I am like, I believe in capitalism, but also I think to myself, like, if you have all this money, can something good be happening?
Yeah.
To, like, can we use all of that money that you have for something good? But I also think, like, you do you, make as much as you can, and I want you to make as much money. So I do get torn when I hear Billie Eilish say that. I'm just glad that, like, sometimes celebrities say that, and then they're like, they have like $100 million themselves, and they're like, haven't donated to charity. At least she's donated a huge portion to charity.
$11.5 million is no joke. That's a lot of money.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
We've been connecting you to Spirits Beyond the Grave. We bring in an award-winning psychic and medium, John Cabello, on the Brett Maga Show. And he can actually connect with you to a loved one if you have a question. Peter, go ahead and just say hi to John. He's on the phone with you right now.
Oh, I'll definitely say hi.
All right.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Feels like lots of change is going on in your life. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. It just seems like I hate to use the word chaos, but has there been some chaos around you?
Oh, definitely chaos. Yes.
Okay. Everything's kind of on the table right now, Peter. So different losses, even health. You got to watch your health. You got to watch your job. You got to watch where you're living. It just maybe relationships. It just seems like you might have been touched in several areas. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Well, sometimes, you know, when the rain falls, you just get an umbrella.
I know what you mean. Oh, I was wondering if you could reconnect with my dad. Some weird stuff has been happening, especially around Christmas time. He always told me when he passed, my dad was an electrical engineer, and he always said if he passes before I do that he's going to try to get a hold of me through some kind of electronical device, and because he was an electrical engineer. And what's weird about it is every time on Christmas – there's a light fixture that's in our basement, and it goes off just randomly, like almost like a Morse code type thing. And it is just so bizarre because that light never does anything except on Christmas, and then it's done it 2 years in a row now. So I find it bizarre every time. Yeah. And when we talk to it, we can almost control when the light comes on. So we'll say, well, light, stop blinking now. And you know, for a few seconds, and then it'll stop blinking for a few seconds, and it's just bizarre, just bizarre.
Yeah.
Well, that's crazy.
Well, I would take that as a sign. Dad's having fun with you, Dad loves to tinker with things like that because it just seems like, for me, it feels like your dad was a little bit of a clever person or a little bit of a jokester. And so I would consider that precious, you know.
Yes.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
That you're getting that information, and because he wants to make you joy, and he wants to demonstrate the continuity of life. Dad is enjoying his time in spirit because he says it's so much easier here. Because I don't know, Dad appears to be a person who was very, in my view, methodical, and he liked to have everything balanced. He didn't like to worry about his bills. He didn't like to worry about things. And so he tried to keep everything as balanced as he could. But he got sick. Did he get sick?
Yes, he did, sir. He got cancer of the lungs.
But he couldn't control the cancer. And I think that frustrated him. And it just seems to me that now that he's in spirit, he says that He says it all worked out well for him is because he's at peace, and he just says that he is able to watch everyone, and he's able to still be a part of your life, although it's from the spiritual plane. And so he must have loved Christmas too, because before you even mentioned Christmas to me, he was showing me a Christmas tree, and so he just says that. I don't know if you have a bulb that you put on the Christmas tree to honor him or not, but it'd be something nice if you could do something in memory of him.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Awesome. Yeah. Peter, does that help?
Yes, it does. Thank you so much.
Awesome, Peter.
That.
Thank you so much. We'll do more phone calls with John because we've just had so many calls, people trying to get through. But if you go to johncapello.com, you can get a reading today.
psychic and medium John Capello on with us, and he can connect with people from beyond the grave. If you want to connect with a loved one, all you have to do is listen to the sound of your voice. Danny, how are you doing?
I'm fabulous.
Good. So, Danny, we have our psychic and medium John Capello on. All you have to do is say hi to John, and we're going to connect you guys, and you guys can talk.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead whenever you're ready, Danny.
All right. Hello, John.
Hi, Danny. How are you?
I am good.
Good, good. Danny, do you have a father or a male in spirit you've been trying to reach?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, is this a father or?
Grandfather.
Grandfather, okay. It just feels like you're pretty close to him. Is that right?
Yes.
Did he ever babysit you or anything like that?
Yeah, I kind of lived with him for a while.
Because it just seems like, you know, he was a big integral part of your life, and he misses you, okay? But he is around you all the time. He says that have been having some issues at work or anything like that?
Work has been very stressful lately.
Okay. Well, it just seems that he just says don't take things personally, that the company and people around you are doing the best that they can, and he's just saying for you to just kind of hang in there.
Okay.
Okay, do you have a question for me?
I guess my question would be, is he with my son?
He, I see him right now kind of sitting at a little table. Now, is your son, I'm sorry, he's just not coming in as strong as I'd like for him to. How old was your son?
7 weeks old.
Oh, so he's very, very young. So he just didn't have a lot of, he has an imprint naturally, but I was just trying to tap into his energy. So this was a baby. So sorry. This baby is, does come around you. He likes to sit on your lap, okay? That's why I didn't see him. He's in front of you. So this, he feels very close to you. And, of course, a little baby that young is going to want to be close to his mother. And so did you get a chance to hold him very much?
I did. He was in the NICU for about a month, and then he was home for about 3 weeks.
Okay. He just never had a chance. But I want you to know that he is there, and he has made a mark. He just wants you to know that he loves you. And that he says that I'm always going to be with you. Okay, do you have other children?
I do, yes.
Okay, small children like that usually become joy guides. And so I hope that you would take him as a kind of a joy guide for you and for your family, because he's certainly around you. And I want you to know that he is with your grandfather. And your grandfather is there for support, okay? He's never left you, okay?
Okay.
Did that help, Danny?
Yeah. I actually just recently lost my grandfather, so It was really good to hear from him. And then I lost my son 4 years ago.
You know, I can't imagine what you're dealing with and what that goes through. Like, my daughter's like 7-8 weeks, and I was just like, made me sick to my stomach and made me feel for you. We've talked to you so much on the show. You're just one of the strongest people, so nothing but love, but it's one of the most challenging things. And hopefully knowing that grandpa is with your baby, it's got to help.
The part where John says that your son was so close to you that, like, he couldn't see because he was sitting on your lap, that just gave me chills.
Yeah, it really, it really makes me feel good.
Well, it's just, when you're in grief, there's always kind of a shroud around us. And so I feel like you're still in grief over the loss of your son and, of course, for your grandfather as well. It's a chore to overcome such losses, but that's why your grandfather is around you, and that's why your son is there, because they want you to know that they're going to be support for you.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right, Danny, we love you. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you, Danny.
Thank you.
Those calls are always, they give me chills. Like, it freaks me out a little bit. But if you go to johncapello.com, you can get a reading today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.